Deep Fakery. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The next step in mass deception is what's being called the deep fake. Now that we're all onto the Russian troll factories, hackers have a new tool to mess with our minds. You've probably seen that video of Barack Obama making a statement he never made. It was designed to demonstrate how effectively a program called deep fake can mimic anyone's voice and face so that you'd swear that person actually said something he never did. According to Wired magazine, there actually are ways to detect the fakery in these videos. They still don't get the eye blinks quite right, since they're based on published images, which almost always show the eyes open. And the breathing might also be off, but these are really subtle defects, which are already being corrected. And the truly insidious thing is that even if a video isn't fake, knowing that realistic fakery is even possible leaves room to create doubt about what's true, putting us right back to where we were before this explosion of news sources. You'll hear and see a lot of things, but unless you're hearing and seeing them in person, you're going to have to trust the word of someone who did witness them in person. We call those people reporters, and the more powerful the software gets, the more important they become. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.